A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds her life will lose it, and whoever loses her life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because she is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man, because he is righteous, will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. These words jolt us today. They jolt us in our faith. Faith is trust and courage. Its opposite is fear. Faith is courage to let go. Fear clings. Of course, fear clings. And this can be helpful to us. When the earth below our feet shakes, we hold on to what stabilizes us. When the airplane jolts unexpectedly, we reach out and brace ourselves. We reach for what is anchored. We reach for what will still the quaking in us. Perhaps Jesus' jolting words today that he is not in our lives for peace's sake alone, but also for division, can be understood in this truth of relationship between faith and fear and belief. Brother David Steindl-Rast, a Benedictine monk, suggests faith at its heart is fearless trust. Brother David continues to suggest that when we lose heart, faith weakens, fear mounts. The fearful mind compulsively clings to some support. Religious beliefs can seem stable and anchored, even more so than the heart of our faith. We can hold on to beliefs when faith shakes in us. We can cling so compulsively, rigidly to our beliefs that we risk losing the heart of faith. What intrigues me about how Brother David Steindl-Rast develops this insight of relationship between faith, fear, and belief is that he takes us on a journey with Abraham to the land of Moriah, where Abraham believes he is to sacrifice his son. There is little peace in these 14 verses of the 22nd chapter of Genesis. It is a wrenching story of faith, fear, and belief. And in the end, the heart of Abraham's faith speaks. At verse 12, faith as courage and trust takes priority over faith in a sense of belief that Abraham holds. In Abraham's heart of faith, Abraham hears, "Do not lay a hand on the boy." Faith, at its heart, is fearless trust in the God we know. Our logic, reason, experience, belief support our faith, but are not in and of themselves our faith. Could this be what Jesus reminds us of today? Yes, these relationships are good and fruitful. Father, mother, daughter, son. But they are not our God. They reflect God's heart. They are not all of God's heart. God asks us, trust fearlessly in my love for you. Trust fearlessly in my mercy for you and for them. Can you let go even of these? Can you lose what you believe is your life for me? Will you not cling out of fear of loss or change? Will you reach out and let me grab you? Amen, I say to you, do this, and you will surely not lose your reward.